Ksuvos Parakas Mishnah Chas. Lo Yomar La, you should not say to her, Arei Ksuva Sich Munachas Al Shulchan, your Ksuva money is sitting on the table. El Kol Nechasav Achrayin L'Ksuva, rather, all of the husband's possessions are responsible for paying the Ksuva. There's a lien on all of his assets to cover for the Ksuva. V'chein Lo Yomar Adam L'Ishto, a person should not say to his wife, Arei Ksuva Sich Munachas Al Shulchan, that your ksuva is on the table, or the money for ksuva is set aside on the table. Kol nechasav achrayin leksuva, so rather all of his property is indebted to pay for her ksuva. Girsha, if he divorces her, ein la ela ksuva sa, then she does not get anything except for her ksuva. Hechzira, if he remarries her, they get remarried. Harei kichol nashim, she's like all women, ve'ein la ela ksuva sa bovad, and all she gets is her ksuva. Ksuvos perektes mishna aleph. Hakosev l'ishto, one who writes to his wife in the ksuva. Dinu dvarim ein li b'nechasayich. I have nothing to deal with your possessions. Harei zochel peros b'chayeha. He can still eat the fruits of her property while she's alive in mesa, and if she dies yorsha, then he inherits her. Imkein lama kasev la dinu dvarim ein li b'nechasayich. If that's the case, that he inherits her and he eats the fruits of her land while she's alive, then what was the point of writing that, quote-unquote, I have no dealings with your possessions, end quote? The answer is, she'im macha v'nasna kayam, because writing this formula in the ksuv allows her to sell and gift her property during the marriage. Kasavla, what if the husband writes to her, dinu dvarim ein li b'nechasayich l'v'peroseyem, that I will not deal with your possessions or with the fruits of your possessions. Hareze eno ochel peros b'chayeha, he cannot eat the fruit while she is alive. V'mesa, but if she dies, then Yorsha, he does inherit her. Rabbi Yehuda Omer la'olam ochel perei peros, he can still eat the fruits of the fruits according to Rabbi Yehuda, ad sheyiftov la, until he writes in the ksuva, dinu dvarim ein li b'nechasayich, I have no dealings with your possessions, uv'peroseyen, and with their fruits, uv'pero peroseyen ad olam, or with the fruits of their fruits, or with the fruits of their fruits, etc., etc. Chasavla, what if the husband writes to her, dinu dvarim ein li b'nechasayich, I will not deal with your possessions, uv'peroseyen, or with the fruits, uv'pero peroseyen, or with the fruits of the fruits, b'chayayich uv'moseich, both during your life and during your death. What happens in that case? So the answer is, eino ochel peros b'chayaha, you cannot eat the fruits of her property while she's alive, v'mesa, and if she dies, eino yosha, he does not inherit her. Rather, her estate would revert to her inheritors. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Emesa Yerushana, no, even in this case, the husband still inherits his wife. Why? Because he tried to stipulate contrary to what the Torah mandates. Anybody who tries to make a stipulation that's contrary to a mandate from the Torah, it's no, but his stipulation is void.